AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. I'm Sean McElroy filling in for John today. But now let's get to the real reason why you're here. Today's top stories. And things are going from bad to worse for General Motors. The company is under fire for not responding to ignition switch failures it knew about over 10 years ago that's led to 13 deaths. And now a new study from the Center of Auto Safety that cites data from NHTSA says that 303 people were killed in Chevy Cobalts and Saturn Ions that are a part of the ignition switch recall when the airbags didn't deploy. This is just going to make it harder for GM to earn the public's trust back and will likely cost the company hundreds of millions of dollars in lawsuits and legal fees. Despite falling sales in the U.S., the Volkswagen Group is bullish on global car sales this year. CEO Martin Winterkorn says that the automaker may pass 10 million sales in 2014, which would put it 4 years ahead of schedule. Last year, VW sold 9.7 million cars and trucks worldwide, falling just short of Toyota's 9.9 million. The company is launching more than 100 models worldwide through next year, which could help it hit that 10 million mark. Like us, we know a number of you AutoLine Daily viewers are very interested in Eco Motors. That's the company that's developed an opposed piston, opposed cylinder engine, otherwise known as OPOC. And here's the latest update. Eco Motors just bought out K-Tech, which is a manufacturing company that develops advanced engines and powertrains. Eco Motors acquired K-Tech due to its testing, R&D, and manufacturing capabilities. When someone says they were spinning their tires, it usually invokes images of a burnout, although with this winter weather we've had, it may just invoke images of someone on a patch of ice not going anywhere. But in the world of racing, it can mean something entirely different. With grippy tires and massive forces being applied during acceleration and braking, a tire can actually rotate on the rim of a wheel, sending it out of balance. This was an issue that Chevy was running into with the new Camaro Z28. Now, while I've seen this happen even with 130 horsepower Dodge Neons, I found it interesting that the tires on the Z28 were in some instances rotating over 360 degrees. So it drew from its racing experience and just sandblasted the area where the tire seats to the rim of the wheel to stop it from rotating. If you've ever driven during winter conditions, I'm sure you're familiar with reaching out the window, picking up the wiper blade, and slapping against the windshield to knock the ice off. Well, if it's up to the folks over at Motor City Wipers, you'll never have to do that again. Its solution, called Wiper Assist, requires a special set of wiper arms, but allows you to slap the wipers from the inside of your vehicle with just the push of a button. It's not for sale yet, but it looks like it works pretty good, and I, for one, would love to try them out. Can Chinese designers come up with creative styling, or are they just copycats? We'll take a look into that right after this.
Proven on the track and on roads around the world, BorgWarner turbochargers improve fuel economy and reduce emissions without sacrificing performance. BorgWarner, official turbocharger supplier to the Izod IndyCar Series.
In order to become competitive globally, domestic Chinese car companies are hiring Westerners with experience at American and European automakers. That's why Chery Motors put former Detroit 3 designer James Hope in charge of its design. You may have seen this interview with James, but some of you may have missed what he has to say about designing cars in China.
I've heard other designers, Western designers who have come to China say, they're really good at photoshopping stuff and then manipulating that design. Are you finding that, or are you finding true creativity here?
There is creativity, but you got to break the mold. It's interesting. I just had another discussion recently, and we've got a design language. And instead of telling the designers to say, just do the next car, the next sedan, for example, they'll copy an Audi, they'll copy a BMW, they'll copy what they like. You give them a design inspiration, say, based on nature, And it just changes the paradigm. And they start coming with very creative ideas. But you've got to break the mold. You've got to steer them.
A lot of Chinese designs seem to be almost Rococo to me. There's a lot of embellishment and the like. Mm. Are you designing for the Chinese consumer, or are you going for a global market design?
Well, obviously, global market is where you want your product to resonate. But I do also believe there's this elusive C factor, what makes a car Chinese. And we're looking into that. And it's going to take time. It doesn't happen overnight. But we want to try to tap into that. And we want to make a cherry a cherry. We want to make a Chinese car a Chinese car. But that's something we're really proud of and really represents this market.
Okay, what makes a Chinese design Chinese?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Give us some insight.
What are you focusing on? And it's a bit rudimentary. We're looking at, for example, if you look at some of the cultural icons like jade, ceramics, bamboo, these are intrinsically Chinese. Now, these are just kind of little, there's a little bit of flavor. And it needs to mature, it needs to grow. I think if you just came out and said, this is the Chinese car, people are going to be like, oh, we're not sure if we're ready for that yet. But if you look again, you use the example of Kia. I think Hyundai may be even a better example. They've developed what I think is a very unique Korean flavor. And that's what we want to try to tap into and try to do for a Chinese market.
Of course, you can watch that entire interview right now on our website, autoline.tv. And if you're on Twitter, make sure you check out our latest updates at Autoline. If not, you can always visit us at twitter.com/Autoline. We're on there frequently sharing instant news updates, answering your questions, and much more. Once again, that's twitter.com/Autoline. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and go out and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.